Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Dad radio show, kicking it off again with some Iron Maiden, as we always do.
Welcome back, kids, another edition of the Metal Dad radio show. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, that's the Candyman, and starting off with a little Paul Di'Anno Maiden, Sanctuary, song we haven't played in a long time. According to this, April of this year was the last time we played Sanctuary, according to my little machine. And, you know, it's funny, I thought about this song because I was thinking about misheard lyrics from back in the day. That's why I play this song, really, because this song popped in my head during the week. Because I remember a kid in high school thinking that he was saying Sanctuary from the Lord, which makes no sense. There's actual police sirens in the song. Like, does Jesus drive a cop car? I don't understand what you were thinking. But yeah, Sanctuary from the Lord, I thought was hilarious. It still makes me giggle when I hear the song. So there you go.
I love that. And I mean, for what it's worth, maybe he just interpreted Jesus take the wheel very literally.
This was long before Jesus take the wheel. But anyway, all right, so let's go into some new stuff. We got a big show for you guys. Head Metal World Tour. Some really killer anniversary records this week. But we've got some really killer new stuff to play as well. I've been going back, and it's that time of year where I go back and finally sit down and listen to records that came out earlier this year that I heard maybe a song or two and I liked, and I just never got a chance to go back and listen to the full record. I'm like 6 months behind, and I got a lot to catch up on in the next month or so before I can put together what I think is my year-end list for both this show and the blog. But one album I sat down with this past week, finally, that I am very, very glad that I did, was from a band from Belgium called Predatory Void. Now, this band features members from Amenra. Their bass and guitar player are both from Amenra, as well as some other killer bands from that whole scene in Belgium. And Predatory Void's got a new record that dropped April 21st of this year through Century Media. It's called Seven Keys to the Discomfort of Being. Let's give you a track off it right now. This might be my favorite track off the record. This one's called Shedding Weathered Skin. It's Metal Dad Radio.
We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, ripping through some great new stuff there. Very, like, doomy, blackened, death metal-y block. I love that.
Yeah, this is why we don't do a Halloween show, that block, because that is your average Metal Dad block. So we don't need to dig for creepy music. We just play it every week. That right there was a band out of the UK called Cult Burial, who just dropped a brand new record on October 20th called Reverie of the Malignant. I gave you a track over that called Umbra. That's the album opener. And then before that, a couple albums from April, going all the way back. This is a band out of Germany called Neckus, who on April 7th through Sentient Ruin released their album Sepulchral Divination. And we gave you the track Stygian. I really like this record. I think it's great. And then before that, another record that I really like, Predatory Void, Seven Keys to the Discomfort of Being, released April 21st through Century Media. We gave you the track Shedding Weathered Skin. All right, so it is time now for the Heavy Metal World Tour. The Heavy Metal World Tour. We have gone to South America on numerous occasions for the Heavy Metal World Tour. We have not hit this city, at least not in this iteration of the World Tour. I think we did years ago when we had the World Tour going. But we are going down to Bogota, Colombia. This is the second time in a row. We were in La Paz, Bolivia, the last time we did the World Tour, right back in South America. Why? Because their metal scenes down there are rich. And Bogota, Colombia is another very rich metal scene in South America. Let's give you some tracks from some bands that have recently released music. You know, I like to dig deep and try and find new stuff in the scene so you can see what's happening in the scene this year. And we're going to start with a band who I'm assuming named themselves after a Sepultura album, right? You would assume?
Especially given the style of music they play, I would be shook if they were not named after a Sepultura record.
The band is called Schizophrenia, and they put out a new record called Conjuring the Beast back in January. Let's give you a track of it right now. This one's called Outburst from Hell. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, absolutely shredding that fantastic world tour right there. I'm not going to lie, Metal Dad, when you said South America has a lot of rich metal scenes, there were no lies in that statement.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was three bands from Bogota, Colombia, who just put out records this year. That was a band called Demoni, who put out a record on June 22nd called Devilish Spellcraft. Really dug that, man. Unmerciful Diabolism was the name of that track. Before that, a band called Storm of Darkness, who put out a record earlier this year called Inevitable. That dropped back on September 15th, so not that long ago. And we gave you a track of that called The Inevitable. And starting off the block, Schizophrenia, off of their album Conjuring the Beast from January of this year. We gave you the track Outburst from Hell. And there you go. Three bands from a very rich Bogota, Colombia scene. We could have done it in a whole show, honestly, of new stuff that came out from that city and that country this year. That good. All right. But right now, we're going to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. We have some big ones. Some really important records in my mind, including an album that was the namesake of an entire genre. Venom, on November 1st, 1982. This record is 41 years old this year. Good Lord. Black Metal was released through Neat Records. Let's just give you the title track. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Oh, black metal.
Dad Radio Show. Again, keeping it very grim and true right here with a fantastic block of anniversary records. I gotta commend you, Metal Dad. Your last two anniversary blocks have been absolutely top tier.
Well, all I had to do was find albums that were celebrating anniversaries. It was easy enough to pick great records because these records were great when they came out. That right there was Immortal, Pure Holocaust from November 1st, 1993 on Osmos Productions. This was really, I think, the album that started to sort of form the Immortal sound, if you will. That song was called The Sun No Longer Rises. Before that, Amorphis was one of the most important death metal albums of all time, in my opinion. The Karelian Isthmus, released November 1st, 1992, through Relapse Records. We gave you one of my all-time favorite Amorphis tunes, Black Embrace. And starting off the block, Venom, from November 1st, 1982, Black Metal, title track, of course, and the song that would give the namesake to Black Metal. So there you go. All right, time for us to finish now off. This show, as we do every show, is a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band, and that would be?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. We're going Dio Sabbath this week. This record we celebrated earlier in the month, October 1st, 1981. Black Sabbath released Mob Rules. Let's give you one of my favorite tracks from the Dio era. This is The Sign of the Southern Cross. Until next week, kids.
When no one sees, then how can I know what you might believe? A story told that can't be real somehow must reflect the truth we feel. Yeah. From the